down from his glory, ever living stone. Oh, my God and Savior, my God and Savior came, and Jesus is. Oh, born in a, he was born in a manger, he believed. Oh, to his own strength, a man of sorrows, griefs, and agony. Oh, oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my bread, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator, he became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in me.
Hallelujah.
With condensing,
what condensation?
Bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope inside. Oh, God gracious,
he was gracious and tender,
laid aside his plate, for his splendor, stooping to earth to weep, to save mine. Oh, oh, how I love.
We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How I adore. My bread, my sunshine, my all in all,
my all in all,
the great Creator, he became my Savior, and oh, God's fullness dwelleth. Without
without hesitation or reluctance,
flesh and blood, his substance, he took the form of man,
he revealed the hidden plan,
God glorious. Oh, glorious mystery,
sacrifice on Calvary,
and now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my bread, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator,
he became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
My only
in all,
the great Creator,
he became my Savior,
Just leave the word for me. Just leave it for me. Oh, how I love him. Do you love him tonight?
Amen.
Oh, how I adore him.
Amen.
My breath and my sunshine.
Amen.
Mine all in all.
Thank you, Lord.
The great creator.
Hallelujah.
And then he became my savior.
Thank you, Lord.
And all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
Amen.
And all that was in him, he poured also into the church. Oh, praise
Amen.
The Lord. We thank the Lord tonight for yet another grace that he has given to us for us to be in his presence.
Hallelujah.
How many are happy to be here?
Hallelujah.
How many believe that the Lord made a way for you to be here?
Amen.
We thank the Lord. Shall we be seated for a moment? And just a reminder, I think, Brother Wilmo, tomorrow is youth. Okay. Tomorrow will be a youth meeting. And last meeting when we met, we asked that if anyone has a question, he could send to us, either to Brother Wilmo or send it to me. And I've received one question, which is very interesting. And probably even if anyone can come tomorrow and we all wait for the Holy Spirit to give her the answer. The question is that, how do we explain to Trinitarians Genesis 1:26? Genesis 1:26. There is written, Genesis 1:26. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. The question is, he's more wanted to know, let us make a man in our image after our likeness, because that's one of the scriptures the Trinitarians are using, that God was speaking to the Son or somebody, that let us make a man in our own image. See, that is in plural. Praise the Lord. So how do we explain? Praise the Lord. So tomorrow, Lord willing, we will see how the Holy Spirit will lead us to answer this question in the youth meeting. Meanwhile, we give the youth a work that tomorrow we want to hear. Each of them will have about 3 minutes to speak about any name. We gave some names here last 2 weeks. Any name you pick from the Bible just to witness about that person, or something that you like about that person. Praise the Lord. We want to do that to encourage the children to know how to study the Bible and at the same time to witness. Praise God. So if you have children that are in the youth classes, just look at what they have done, and you can listen to it in the house before they come here. Praise God. God will bless you. We thank the Lord that he's made it another possible for us to be here. The other day when I was introducing my wife, there is something that I didn't mention, which I want to just say, because we are in a prayer meeting and I want all of us to remember myself and my family also in prayer. Praise God. Sister Comfort, my wife, at the time, about 2 or 3 years ago, she was just putting weight. And even at times, she would just drink water for dinner. But she was still putting on weight. Putting on weight. Till one day, I was downstairs and they were upstairs. And then my daughter was just shouting, calling my name. She was running down to where I was. She said, "What is happening?" She said, "Come up, come up, come up." So I went. When I got there, I saw that my son, the second one, was trying to resuscitate her. She was completely off. So I took over, and we prayed, and the Lord actually brought her back. So we couldn't actually know what was the problem. Then from there, something happened. She started just losing weight very fast. Just losing weight very fast. Well, we thought even, initially we thought it was something, she was coming back to her normal this thing. But now she was just reducing. So we wanted to know the enemy himself and then attack that enemy. So she went to the hospital and she was just admitted. Because they looked at her sugar level, it was 446, which the highest normal is 110. 446. So they admitted her instantly. And she was at the hospital for about 2 weeks before she was discharged. And it came out to be it was diabetes. So my God, we can't accept this. They gave her 3 needles. So we've seen the enemy in our house. So we started to target the enemy. So within a very short time, she went back to the hospital. They reduced the needle from 3 to 1. So she's on 1 now, and we are still praying that even that 1 should just be deleted. So I asked the church, as you see her, you remember her also in prayer. So tonight, we thank the Lord that we have a prayer meeting, and there's no request here, but we know that most of our brethren have traveled. We will remember them in prayer. Pastor and some other brethren that have traveled, and so we will remember them in prayer. Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. Let us just stand for a moment. When I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, oh yes, when I, oh, see the blood, oh, I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood of Jesus, the blood of our Savior, the blood of Jesus, when I see the blood of Jesus, oh yes, Lord, I'll pass over. Oh, let us sing it once more. When I see the blood of Jesus, oh yes, when I see the blood of Jesus, when I see the blood of Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, We bless you, O God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Very Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, tonight. The Lord, the blood has been applied, O God. The Lord Jesus' death can never strike where your name has been established. And Father, we thank you, O God. The Lord, you have called us under that blood, O God. Father, tonight, Lord, we have come to your presence. Lord, we know you are going to heal us, Lord. We know you are going to sustain us, Lord. We know you are going to renew us, Lord. We know that, Lord, you are going to touch us, Lord. Even, Father, where there are vacuums, Lord, or where there are grooms, Lord, Father, you fill them with your glory tonight. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, even as we open unto your word, O God, we pray that the Holy Spirit will lay his hands upon it, O God, and make it alive unto us, Lord. Amen. Father, speak to us tonight, O Lord. Father, let us raise up, O God, in faith, Lord, believing that, Lord Jesus, everything is possible in your name. Amen. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As we take our book, our holy book, the Holy Spirit book. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew. We read two scriptures. Matthew 6:24. And another one from Hebrews 11:24-27. We read first Matthew 6:24. Let's hear the word of God. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Our second reading, Hebrews 11:24-27. Let's hear the word of God here. 24. God bless you. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invincible. Heavenly Father, these are your words, O God. And we know they are words of life. Even as the prophet said, a little insignificant word hangs our destination, Lord. Father, tonight we pray that, O God, you lay your hands upon your word once again. Father, make it alive unto us. And even, Father, what you desire us to be, Father, let us be tonight. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated? Our topic tonight is by faith, Moses refused. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. By faith, Moses refused. Amen. And brother, my sister, we got to refuse something. Amen. We got to refuse something that is not right. Oh, hallelujah. If sickness is coming to your house, refuse it. We've got to refuse something in our lives. Praise God. Let's see something here. He said, there would come in the lifetime of everyone where one will be called to make a choice. In your lifetime, you will one day face a situation where you will be called to make what? A choice. Praise God. And you got to say yes to it or no to it. There are only two ways. Yes or no. God has given us that authority and that power, which is self-will. No one can challenge it. My sister, no one can take it from you. You have the authority, you have the power to say yes or to say no. Praise the Lord. God has given you that. And the prophet, as the prophet will say, a free moral agent to accept or to refuse, to believe or to reject. Praise God. And it comes down always to making a choice between two things. You make a choice between two things. And whatsoever you choose between two things, it tells who you are or whom you are serving. As we read in our first scripture, he said you can't serve two masters. Praise God. You can't serve God and at the same time serve mammon. And so your choice will determine whom you are serving. Praise God. And then I just made an example here. For instance, if you come between church hours to go to church and worship, and then staying at home to watch TV entertainment. See, these are the two things. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have to make a choice between these two. Church hours. Today, Friday. You are not doing anything. So the choice is between before you. Either to go to church and worship, or stay at home and look at and watch what? TV entertainment. You got to make a choice here. Praise God. And he said, you have that power to make a choice between these two. Though even someone can come to you, my sister, someone can come to you, my brother, and try to challenge your choice or to advise you against your choice. After it all, you still have that power and authority to say yes or no. Amen. Someone can come to you and say, brother, what you have said, what you are doing. You hear everything, yet you still have the authority, the power yourself to say yes or no. Amen. Amen. So that's the thing. You choose between Jesus, the King of Kings, or one of the pop stars in the TV. See, you have to choose one of them. Praise the Lord. Either you choose King of Kings or you choose King Kong, anyone you want. Praise God. You choose between King of Kings or you choose between King Kong. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Said you choose between life and pleasure. Life and pleasure. And you know pleasure, you know the meaning. Pleasure means death. That is the Bible meaning of pleasure. Praise God. You choose between what? Life or death. Life or pleasure. Or you choose. The one that you choose one, and then you crucify the other one. Praise God. When two things are before you, you choose one, and then the other one, you crucify it. That's how it is. And today, if you ask someone, brother, sister, that day when they put Jesus and Barabbas, whom would you have chosen? Say, I wouldn't have shouted, crucify him, crucify him. No, I wouldn't have. Who would have said? When we ask now, everybody will say, no, I wouldn't have said that.
Amen.
But praise be to God. That same Jesus is standing here. Praise God.
Amen.
That same Jesus is here. And the word says, even blessed is the one who will not have not seen, but what? Believe. It's more blessing. And so if you've heard about Jesus, you've not seen him, but you believe him, it's more blessing than the people who were there who saw him. Praise God. So that day people were saying, they made their choice, crucify him. Say, oh, if I were there, I would never have cried, crucified him. But what about the word? He is the word. And so if you are disobeying the word, you are crucifying Jesus afresh.
Amen.
Praise God. So you choose one, and the other one is crucified. So Moses, in a time of his life, had to make a choice. And in choosing, he did something worth emulating. He chose by faith, not by sight. Praise God. Moses chose by faith, not by sight. And so tonight, if we are going to call on Moses to be our example, then it behooves us to walk this life here by faith, not by sight. We go to walk this life by faith, not by sight. Praise God. And the prophet said, you cannot have faith in the things that you see. For the things that you see are perishable. Praise God. All the things that we see, they will perish one day. Because the word says so. That heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Amen.
So the things that we see, they will perish. Then why do you go after them? It becomes a load upon your heart. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This world and its works will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. So why don't you take the word, the thing that will never pass away, so that you also will never pass away?
Amen.
Let's listen to the prophet here again. He said, now we will think of Moses and this great time of his life. And we read back of his birth, how God had cared for him. But there came a time in Moses' life to where he had to choose, a choosing time. If we read right, we find out that he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter and was the heir to the throne and would have been the next Pharaoh in Egypt. So he would notice, he looked around after he had become of age and of accountability. There would be those slaves working out in the slime pits. And Moses, as he looked through the windows of the palace upon those slaves that Pharaoh looked on, but what? A difference there was in the looking. Amen. Moses and Pharaoh, they were all looking at the same thing. But the prophet is saying here that there was a difference. The same thing. They were looking at the same thing. But there was what? A difference. He said, I want to base that this morning, but we will say tonight. The prophet said, I want to base that thought tonight for a few minutes. And may God of heaven drive it home to every heart here. Praise the Lord. May God drive that into every heart tonight. And he said, it is how you look at anything that makes the difference. Praise God. How you look at anything that makes the difference. When Pharaoh looked upon Pharaoh and the Egyptians, when they looked, they said it is they are just what? A bunch of slaves. Just human mud daubers. To make mud bricks for the benefit of the city that Pharaoh wants to build. That was the way the Egyptians and Pharaoh looked at the slaves, that the Egyptians, that the Israelites, praise the Lord. How did they come to that, arrive at that situation that they looked at the Israelites and they saw that they were just what? Slaves, mud daubers. That's the way how they saw them. Why? Because there was no revelation. They don't have any revelation about the people. Praise God. But Moses had a revelation because he have heard something. And what he has heard said, faith cometh by what? Hearing the word of God. So he had the revelation of the people that were in right in the mud. That they were what? The children of God. But the people without revelation, they saw the people as what? Mud daubers. They were just slaves. See the difference? Praise God. So he said Moses had to make a choice. And he chose by faith. He said, many young men would have jumped at the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He said, how many young men would have jumped at the opportunity that Moses had to enjoy all the pleasures and the glamour of the world, to become the king of Egypt, to have the whole world at his feet? But what happened? Moses refused it. Praise God. Moses refused it. Because Christ himself, when he came, he also refused it. When it was presented to him, he refused it. That is what the children of God go to look at some things and refuse it. Praise God. He said he looked beyond the glamour of this world. He looked beyond the pleasures of sin. That's the way how Moses looked. He looked beyond. He made a choice to serve God, regardless of what the situation. The prophet said, I wouldn't say to people that you should choose affliction. He said, listen closely here. The prophet is saying, he's not telling you to choose what? Affliction. Or that you should choose suffering. He said, it will not be the human thing to do for me to tell you, choose affliction. Choose suffering. He said, it's not a humanly to what? To tell someone like that. But listen here. He said, but if suffering lays in the path of duty, then let's take it as it comes. Praise God. He's not telling you to take affliction, to take suffering, no. But when it comes on line of duty, whilst we are going through this pilgrim way, when suffering has to come, when we have to suffer because of him, not because of sin, but because of Christ, then the prophet is saying, let's take it. Because that is the will of God. Amen. And so in doing that, he said, you pay the price. The price, a price is paid. And we could see that Moses is a type of Jesus Christ. A type of Jesus Christ. Said, Jesus, as the scripture says in Hebrews 13, 12. He said, Jesus, to sanctify the people with his own blood, he did what? He suffered without the gates. Amen. To sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gates. And it continued to say that because of that, we also must do what? Must go unto him. Amen. Without the camp, bearing his reproach. Amen. Because there is no continuing city here. That's how Moses did. He went in to suffer with them. He went beyond his camp. He was in Pharaoh's camp. But he went beyond the camp. A camp where there was no satisfaction, everything right. But they were for a season. They were pleasures for a season. They were to come to an end. But he could see eternal life right in the mud there. He could see Christ there. So he has to go beyond the camp that he was in. That is what we as true Christians, we go to always study the camp that we are standing. The camp that we find ourselves. If that camp is not the right place, if it one day is going to perish, then go beyond the camp because he's always beyond the camp. Praise the Lord. Because he will never be where sin is. You know, on one occasion when the Israelites were on their way to the promised land, there was sin in the camp. So God asked Moses to take what? The ark of God from among them and put it outside the camp. And so that anyone who wants to go to the presence of the Lord has to go beyond the camp.
Amen.
Amen. We have to go beyond the camp if it is not the camp of God. He said Moses chose affliction and disgrace that he might walk with the people of God. Amen. And he brought in Lot. He said, now Lot one time had to make a choice. And it may be, he said this morning, but I'm making it tonight. And maybe tonight that there is men and women sitting here that they will have to make your final choice. Amen. You could be making your final choice tonight. You could be making your final choice tonight. That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, you are today what you are because several years ago, you chose to be what you are now. Praise the Lord. What you are, he said, several years ago, you took a decision. That is why you are now. Now, your choice for the future. Praise God. The choice for the future. It could be tonight that you make that final choice. Praise the Lord. He said, what you choose now, tonight, will determine what you will be maybe 5 years from today. He said, 5 years from today, you may be a missionary. 5 years from today, you may be a renowned Christian. Praise the Lord. He said, or 5 years from today, you may be a prostitute on the street. 5 years from today, you may be in hell because you made the wrong decision. 5 years from today, you may be in glory and gone in the rapture because you made the right choice. Praise God. So tonight, what choice? He said, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees, the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. Man was given the privilege to choose either one he desired. And the prophet is saying that today, tonight, you are given that same privilege. You have been given that same privilege. A free moral agent to choose whatever you want to choose. He said, by faith, Abraham, he didn't notice the well-watered land. He lifted up his eyes and saw tomorrow. For he had inherited those things. He said, the real Christian today will lift up his eyes and see the promise of Christ. Hallelujah. The real Christian will lift up his eyes. Praise God. Tonight, we are going to lift up our eyes. We are going to refuse all that the devil wants to give to us. We want to tell the devil, we refuse them. We refuse your sickness. We refuse your joblessness. We refuse all your pride. We refuse your stubbornness. By faith, Moses refused. We refuse that. We refuse your unbelief. We refuse your doubts. Praise God. By faith, refuse something tonight. So I refuse it in the name of Jesus Christ. That it can never come unto me. It will never happen unto me. Praise the Lord. He said Moses didn't sympathize with them. See? It is not sympathy. Sympathize, though he said, in fact, I sympathize with you. No, sir! Refuse it! See, sympathizing is a Pilate attitude. See? Pilate attitude. When Jesus was brought to him, he had every authority to set Jesus free. Praise the Lord. But, you see, he was sympathizing with Jesus. Praise God. He was sympathizing with him. Said, I found no fault with this man. Then, what do you need to do? Say, look, you can never crucify this man. To refuse the people's demand. But he was sympathizing with them. No sympathizing here. Praise God. Amen. We are going to refuse everything of the devil tonight. That tonight, by faith, don't look at the things around you. Don't look at the circumstances. Praise God. Don't look at them tonight. Whatever be it, don't look at those circumstances. Don't say that it is difficult. Praise the Lord. Don't say that. Don't look at them. By faith, we are going to put the devil where he is tonight. He said, that is the will of God. That is the will of faith. And it is the way you look at it. You look at it as some sort of a historical Bible then it will not work. If you look at the Word of God as some kind of a historical Bible, then it's not going to work. Praise God. But we are supposed to get on, you are supposed to get on your knees and obey the commandment of this Bible and look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that is where I so much love. Praise God. Said, look at it with the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit have God's eyes.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And what is the eyes of the Holy Spirit? The eyes of the Holy Spirit looks beyond the veil.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. It looks into the unseen. So, my sister, what you want, you don't see it, but tonight, your faith will bring it. And refuse the enemy. Refuse Satan that it is impossible. Yes, sir. The eyes of the Holy Spirit doesn't see what? The outside appearance. See? He doesn't see the outside appearance. But he sees what? The promise of God. He sees the strength of God. Just like Saul, when he saw Goliath, he was just shaking. He was looking at the outside appearance. That this man is too huge. But when David came, he wasn't looking at what? How he was. Amen.
Amen.
But he was looking at the promise of God. That you cannot defile the armies of God. Who are you to defile the army of God? He knows who his God is. That no one can stand and talk anyhow. So I will kill him. Kill your Goliath tonight. Don't look at what? Hey, his structure. He's just a scarecrow. Kick him out. Refuse all what he tries to bring to you. So I refuse it tonight. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Ah, no. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Just for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ. See? Let's go beyond our camps tonight. Unto him. He said, the eyes of the Holy Spirit discern everything. All spirit, it descends to know those things which have been reserved for judgment and destruction. If you have the eye of the Holy Spirit, it descends things. For you to know that this is right, this is wrong. This is my possession. I claim it in Jesus' name. Satan, you can never take it away from me. Amen. We are not serving a historical God. We are serving a living God, an eternal God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The prophet said, I would like to ask the audience tonight that do you believe the God of Noah's day? You believe it? That the God of Noah
Amen.
Is here?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. The God of Abraham. The God of Abraham, El Shaddai. You see, God introduced himself to Abraham as God Almighty. El Shaddai. The God of Moses. He introduced himself to Moses, the Lord. Jehovah God. Amen.
Amen.
That God who opened the Red Sea. Where there was no way, he made a way. That God, do you believe that he's here tonight?
Amen.
To make a way where there is no way. To break every Red Sea that is before you. So do you believe the God of the New Testament, Jesus Christ?
Amen.
who said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and of death." Praise God. He has the keys. And the keys have been given to us. We've got the power. Amen. That's the song we are going to sing and tell the devil, "Look, we refuse all your works. We've got the power." Amen. Though he will range it, we will never be defeated. Because we are more than conquerors. The captain of the Lord host, sister, the captain of the Lord host goes always before you, breaking every fetters of the enemy. Joshua said, "Who are you? Are you for us or are you against us?" He said, "I am the captain of the Lord host." Oh, yes, sir. I've come to what? He has already destroyed all the foundations of what? Of Jericho already. See, Jericho walls were just standing just like that. The captain of the Lord host has already done the thing. Amen. So he said, "Just go around 7 times. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. This is not a question of going to fight. Just go around. Amen. Go another round. 7 times. On the 7th day, go 7 times. And blow your horns. Amen. Jericho walls have to fall." Amen. The captain of the Lord host, he's already there. He's here tonight. Hallelujah. All your requests that you are going to speak tonight, that captain has already been there to make things possible for you. Amen. Believe by faith and refuse Satan. Refuse him. Amen. By faith, Moses refused. Refuse. Tonight, what do you want to refuse tonight? Just look at something. Said, "I'm going to refuse tonight this. It will never come back to you." Amen. Amen. That is the message God has given us tonight. That we should refuse Satan, because he himself refused him when he presented the kingdoms of the world unto him. Said, "No way. That is not the way I will claim these." Oh, praise God. We've got to refuse Satan tonight. Because the prophet was saying, what good does a God that will make Moses do miracles with him, what good would it do for us to read of such a God if he isn't the same today, tonight? What is the need? If he's not the same God that used Moses to do the miracles, the prophet is asking, what good does it do to us if he isn't what? The same today. He said, what good is a God that could deliver from the fiery furnace the Hebrew children if he isn't the same God tonight? How good would it be for God who could touch a woman's hand with a raging fever and the fever stop if he isn't the same God tonight? He said, what good would it be to serve a God who could call his friend from the grave after he has been dead for 4 days if he isn't the same God tonight? Amen. Oh, then we got to pack our and then go back home. Amen. But he is the same. Amen. Tonight. He said, I am the Lord, I changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. My brethren, he's here to establish, to manifest himself. He said, by faith we believe that some glorious day he will call us from the earth here. And then he said, how do you prove it? How do you prove it? Listen to what the prophet said. We do not prove it. We believe it.
Amen.
We are not asked to prove anything. We are asked to believe.
Amen.
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 If tonight what you are going to ask of him, somebody say, prove it that you can get it. Say, look, tell Satan, I refuse you.
Amen.
I have no proof for you. I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. There is nothing for me to prove to you, Satan. Get away. Get behind me.
Amen.
I refuse you tonight.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, you look at him tonight and your ways will be changed.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at him tonight. Your ways will be changed. He said, think in your heart.
Amen.
You'll be looking at the things of the world? No. By faith, do you see Jesus tonight?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, can you raise your eyes and see the tree of life yonder?
My brethren, we are going to exercise that authority that God has given to us.
Hallelujah.
That willpower we refuse Satan tonight. Of all his works, all the things that he has brought into our homes, tonight we refuse all of them.
Amen.
We send them back to him.
Amen.
Where they come from, we send everything back to him. We refuse them by faith. Moses refused to call the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Jesus refused Satan. Tonight, we refuse him. We refuse him tonight. We are going to exercise it. My brother, just come up and let us just sing that song and put ourselves in that authority.
Amen.
We've got the power to silence Satan tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
We refuse his stubbornness. We refuse his lukewarmness. We refuse his disobedience. We refuse his sickness. We refuse his afflictions.
Amen.
We refuse his world, his deceptions, his pride. We refuse all of them tonight. We refuse his diabetes.
Amen.
We refuse hypertension.
Amen.
Oh, we refuse every unbelief.
Amen.
Amen.
God the power.
Let all our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus.
Oh yes, sir. He has to flee.
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
We got
the power in the name of Jesus.
We got the power
in the name of the Lord. Those Satan
rages.
We cannot be defeated.
We
got the power in the name of the Lord.
For
many years now, Satan tried to stop us. By the church of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He's still alive.
We are not dead.
Like a mighty.
We are alive. The church of God is alive.
We'll keep marching. We'll keep marching. Winning every battle.
Yes, the captain of the Lord hosts.
With the Lord on our
side. Oh, yes, sir.
We got the power.
Oh,
in the name of
we got the Holy Ghost power. We got
Lord, we refuse you tonight, eh?
The Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. Oh, we got the power. Oh, in the name of the Lord, we got the power.
Oh, yes, sir.
We got the power.
Satan, we refuse you tonight.
In the name of Jesus,
we refuse you tonight. By faith,
in the name
we claim our possession tonight.
The Satan.
Take your matters away. Take every your matters away.
We can never.
We send them back to you.
We got the power.
We refuse you tonight, Satan. We refuse your work tonight. We refuse your sickness tonight. We refuse your joblessness tonight. You have created that situation in home that we will never see God. You are lying tonight. We break that
fetish.
Yes.
Like a mighty
every foundation that you have laid, we break them tonight.
We'll keep marching.
We
keep
set marching. Every fetish.
We
clear the way. We have our God of Moses. God of Moses is here tonight to make a way for us. God, there is no way you make a way for us.
In the name of, we got the power.
Oh, yeah.
Power in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
The Satan.
Satan, you can try and try and try, but tonight, oh yes, sir, God has given us. We have authority. We apply our authority tonight.
We
apply our authority tonight. Satan, get out from here. Get out from our families. Get out from our homes.
We got the power. In the name of the Lord.
Oh, we claim it.
The
we claim them tonight. We claim them tonight. It is ours. We claim them.
We can never. We got the power. In the name of the Lord.
Victory is mine.
Victory. Victory is mine. Hallelujah.
Victory tonight is mine.
Oh, I've told Satan, I told him,
get behind me.
Victory today
is mine.
Oh, victory.
Victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine.
Oh,
victory today is mine.
Is mine, 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 mine.
Oh, I've told Satan, get behind me. Victory today.
Joy, joy.
Joy, 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 joy.
Oh, joy is mine.
Hallelujah.
Oh, joy is mine. Oh, joy today is mine.
Is mine.
Oh, I've told Satan to get behind me. Joy today is mine.
Oh, joy is mine.
Oh, joy is mine.
Is mine.
Oh, joy is mine.
Is mine.
Oh, yes, sir. We are marching on. Satan, you have no praise now. Oh,
I told Satan
to get behind me.
Joy today.
Peace, peace, oh, peace, peace, peace. Oh, peace is mine.
Peace is mine.
Is mine. Oh, peace today is mine.
Is mine, 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 mine.
Oh, I've told Satan to get behind
me. Hallelujah.
Oh, peace today.
Peace,
peace, peace, peace is mine.
Peace.
Oh, peace in my home.
Peace
in the church. Peace in my life. Peace everywhere.
I told
Satan.
Get thee behind me. Hallelujah. Yesterday. Victory.
Victory. Victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory
is mine.
Oh, victory. Oh, yes, sir. Satan has taken flight already. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He can't stand here. He can't stand here. He can never be here.
Victory.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
The captain of the Lord
hosts.
The captain of the Lord hosts. Oh, yes, sir. The captain. The captain is here. The captain is here. Oh, yes, sir.
Victory.
Oh, every fetters is broken.
Rest is mine. Rest is mine.
Rest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the victory.
Is mine. I to say hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Behind me. Yes, today.
Yes, sir.
Victory is mine.
Oh.
Victory is mine.
Victory,
victory today. Is mine.
Yes, sir. I refuse you tonight.
I
refuse you tonight. I refuse you.
Victory today is mine.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Joy is mine.
Yes,
joy,
sir.
Is mine. Joy is mine.
Joy today is mine. I've told Satan. Oh, yes, sir.
Joy.
Just raise up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the victory that you have won for me. I thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have answered already my prayer. I know Satan has taken flight. Satan is gone. Because we have refused him. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight I claim, Lord, all that Satan has taken away from me, I claim them tonight. I claim them tonight. It is mine. Satan, I refuse you. Satan, I refuse you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse you, Satan.
Amen. We shall pray once again, and this time we are going to lift up our children, the children in this house. We are going to pray for the children in this house that we refuse any manner of affliction, any manner of sickness, any manner of diseases that the devil will try to bring upon these children in the name of Jesus Christ. We refuse them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over them. We put them under the talking blood. As the prophet said, where he has placed his name, death can never strike there. Sickness can never strike there.
Amen.
We are going to pray for our children, the children of this house, that the Lord will protect them, will guide them, will let the angels always be their guide, on the left, on the right, in front and behind, that the Lord himself will bring up these children. Let's commit the children to the hands of the Lord. Heavenly Father, you have given us these children. They are gifts, Lord, unto us. Father, tonight we have taken your word. You have shown us how Moses refused what Satan presented to him. Tonight, O Lord Jesus, we refuse every manner of sickness or disease or any affliction of the enemy against these children, Lord. We refuse them tonight. The Lord, these children of God, our children, Lord, the youth, Lord, will be kept in the secrets of your tabernacle, Lord. We close every door. Every door, we close them against the enemy. Powers and principalities, wherever they come from. Lord, we shut these children of God in the blood of Jesus Christ. We bring them, Lord, under the secret of your tabernacle, Lord. We bring them, Lord, under your high places, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we have given you our old tattered garments. Lord, give us a robe of pure white. All that has been tattered, Lord Jesus, we surrender them, O God. Tonight, Lord, we know the blessings have fallen. We thank you, God, that you have clothed us with that white robe. Brother, let's sing that song. I've given my old tattered garments, and he has given me a robe of pure white. Amen. How many believe? We have not been asked to prove. Amen. We have no proof, but we believe. We have received it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling
to now.
There's joy, joy,
joy in my heart.
Since Jesus makes everything,
he has made everything right tonight.
I gave him my own.
We have given everything out. And he has given us.
He gave me a robe of pure white.
Hallelujah.
I'm feasting on manna from heaven. Oh, and that's why I'm happy.
Are you happy tonight?
Oh, the windows of heaven
are open.
I love it.
The blessings are falling tonight.
Oh, there's joy, joy,
joy in my heart.
Since Jesus makes
everything right.
Oh, I gave him my
old tattered garment.
Oh, he gave me a robe of your heart.
Oh, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
the windows are open.
Oh yes, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have opened the windows.
The blessings
have already fallen because we have refused Satan tonight.
Joy,
and now we are filled with your joy.
Since Jesus
makes
everything
has been right.
Oh, I gave him my yota to come in.
Oh, he gave me
the robe of pure
white.
I'm feasting on the manna.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy in my heart. Since Jesus makes everything right, I gave him my yota to guide me. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Amen. Let us pray once more. Father, we believe every word of it, Lord.
Amen.
We believe, Lord, that, Father, you have given us faith to overcome in this day, Lord. Father, oh God, how merciful you are to us. Lord, oh God, how gracious, Lord, that you will do things for us in this manner, Lord. Father, as we look even in this country, a country that has completely turned its back from your word, Lord, but yet you are merciful unto us to provide a sanctuary, a place where we can meet with brethren of like precious faith to sing and to worship and to hear from you, Lord. Father, and you have never even missed an appointment. You've always come, Lord, and ministered unto us, Father. For indeed, we can testify that when we came here, Lord, the atmosphere in our lives was different. But Father, oh God, through the preaching of thy word, Father, something has happened. Something has changed in our lives, Lord. Diseases have fallen away from us, Lord. Father, worry and weary has fallen away from us, Lord. And you have given us peace, Lord. You have given us joy. And we receive even the healing, O God, that you have freely provided unto us. For thy word says it, Lord, that by thy stripes we are healed, Lord. And we want to thank you, Father. Lord, even for our sister Comfort, Lord. Father, oh God, for we know the things that you have done. Indeed, Lord, we can testify of how diabetes even came into my own family. But Father, you were merciful, Lord, and you kicked it out never to come back again. We are asking, Lord, and believing that you do the same for our sister, that you touch her, Lord, and that this sickness will depart, Lord, never to be seen again. That, Father, we would stand on the banks of the river, Lord, on the banks of the Red Sea, and sing Amen. Songs like Miriam and Moses, rejoicing for the things that you do for us, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for the children that you have given us, Lord. Father, we want to be faithful custodians, Lord, to raise these children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. May you help us, Lord, to show them a good example, to be godly fathers and godly mothers unto them, that, Father, as they grow up, they would see an example of a true Christian. Father, for the world today is thirsting, looking to see where they can find answers. Yet, Lord, you have freely given them unto us, Lord. So help us that we may use, Lord, Father, what you have given to us, Lord, to raise these children for your glory. We commit them to you, Lord, and I pray for our brethren that traveled, Lord, we commit them to you, that, Father, as they would come back, Lord, let us hear, Lord, of how wonderful you've been unto them. May you refresh them, Lord, Father, and renew their vision, O God. I pray for our brothers and sisters that are at home with the mothers, that are home with the children. May you bless them too, Lord. May you watch over them. And we pray for the youth meeting tomorrow and the service on Sunday, asking, Father, that you would continue with us in the same atmosphere. Let your name now be glorified as we go home. Lord, may you keep us on the way, Father. Until we meet again together, we ask, Father, that you be with us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things He has done. God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things He has done. For with His blood He has saved me, and with His power He has raised me. To God be the glory.